Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mike Buck, Chief Executive Officer of Petromitana Limited, and in accordance with the Articles of Association of the company, I have been nominated by the board to preside as chairperson of this meeting. I'd like to start by welcoming everybody to this extraordinary general meeting of the company. It's just after 6 p.m. Under Article 53 of the Articles of Association of the company, the quorum for an extraordinary general meeting is two members. And as the required quorum is present, I formally declare the meeting open. Before we move to the business of the extraordinary general meeting, I would like to make a few comments on where the company is and what we are planning to do next. Finally, after 20 months of effort in an environment made more difficult by the ongoing pandemic and its impacts in Mongolia, we were successful in securing the award of the Block 20 exploitation license, covering the Heron discovery and surrounding acreage. Upfront, I would like to acknowledge the efforts of our staff for the hard work they put in to achieve this goal, and to thank the Mongolian authorities, and in particular MRPAM and the Ministry of Mining and Heavy Industry, for their diligence and professionalism. Ours is only the third petroleum exploitation license to be awarded in Mongolia. And whilst it was granted on the basis of a solid set of data acquired after an active exploration campaign on Block 20, by comparison with the other two exploitation licenses, where more than 100 wells had been drilled before the licenses were applied for or granted, the willingness of the Mongolian authorities to adapt to the international standards we were using in making our application underlines the enthusiasm of the government to encourage our industry within Mongolia as the country strives for greater energy independence. We have recently updated our corporate presentation on our website, and I invite shareholders to review this at their convenience. As we now look forward to the next phase of operations, I would like to highlight a few important features of our portfolio. The Block 20 exploitation area awarded to us is 218 square kilometers in size and includes not only the entirety of the Heron structure, but also all of the prospective areas of the extension of the prolific Tosun-Ul Basin into Block 20. We have already identified appraisal and exploration targets within this area, which have the potential to add considerably to the resources we hope to be able to recover from Heron. These near-field exploration and appraisal opportunities offer very high-value barrel potential, and whilst our immediate focus will be on Heron field production, appraisal and development, we are not ignoring the significant exploration potential within the exploitation area, nor are we ignoring the potential in Block 5 on the Raptor Trend, where we have identified some low-cost but very high-impact potential that we are keen to investigate further. The company is also looking at expanding its portfolio within Mongolia. Our goal for the remainder of 2021 and for 2022 will be twofold. On the operational front, we want to get Heron on stream in 2022 to process and export the oil via the neighboring facilities and start earning some revenue to allow us to fund the ongoing appraisal and development, at least in part, from cash flow. In parallel, we will be increasing our efforts to find a partner to join us in exploration and development activities now that we have the long-term tenure to the Block 20 exploitation area. A deal on the right terms, by which I mean a deal under which the incoming partner funds work to earn a working interest, will allow us to accelerate development activities and so increase early cash flow and the value of our portfolio. With regard to the main business of the extraordinary general meeting, subsequent to the award of the exploitation license, we also announced a capital raise to finance the company through the next phase of the Heron program. We are pleased to have completed this raise swiftly following the award of the exploitation license for the Heron discovery. This allows us to secure long lead time items and sign contracts in anticipation of commencing oil production as soon as next year. And strategically, it puts us in control of our goal to deliver transformational value to all stakeholders through production and low-cost exploration. While we have much to achieve, we start the next chapter of the company's development from a position of strength and independence. As Mongolia's leading exploration company with proven operatorship capability, we are well capitalized for the next phase of activity. In addition, we continue to hold an excellent relationship with the Mongolian government, which is committed to developing the country's upstream oil industry, building a domestic oil refinery, and enhancing the country's energy independence. We look to the future with confidence, and our committed team will work tirelessly to deliver shareholder value as we move into the next phase of development. I will now move to the main business of the meeting. For today's meeting, we have apologies from our other directors, Dee Enkmer, Tim Bushell, and Bee Shinnazaya, who unfortunately could not be here with us today. Brief biographies and details of areas of expertise for each director are provided on the company's website. Before commencing with the formal business of the meeting, I will explain very briefly the procedures we shall follow. The notice convening the meeting sets out four resolutions which will be proposed. The company has given shareholders opportunities to submit any questions they may have prior to the meeting via email. I will answer these questions on any other matters relating to the company's business after the final resolution has been considered. For all four resolutions proposed at today's meeting, I intend to call for a poll. Results of the polls will be announced via an RNS following the meeting. I would now like to commence the formal business of the meeting as set out in the Notice of Extraordinary General Meeting dated the 19th of July 2021. This notice includes the four resolutions upon which shareholders will be asked to vote. With your consent, I propose to take the notice convening the meeting as read. As I have decided that a poll shall be taken for all the resolutions, I will first start by setting out the respective resolutions with the respective proxies before we move on to the poll procedure. Resolution number one, authorize the directors to allot the new ordinary shares pursuant to the fundraising. The first item on the agenda is resolution one, the directors' authority to allot new ordinary shares in the company to an aggregate nominal value of $879,731.12 in connection with the fundraising, as such a term is defined in the notice. The full text of this resolution is detailed in the notice. By way of explanation, this resolution, if passed, authorizes the directors to allot shares in connection with the fundraising up to the aggregate nominal value specified in the resolution. The authority would be in addition to all existing authorities granted pursuant to the company's articles of association. In relation to resolution one, the company received in total 194,313,808 proxy votes in favor, 1,152,555 against, and 61,298 votes were withheld in respect of the resolution. Resolution number two, general authority for the directors to allot ordinary shares. The next item on the agenda is resolution two, which proposes to grant new authority to the directors to allot ordinary shares and grant options, warrants, and other rights over ordinary shares up to an aggregate nominal amount of $3,129,739.15. The full text of this resolution is detailed in the notice. By way of explanation, this resolution, if passed, provides a standing authority for the directors to allot ordinary shares or to grant options, warrants, or other rights over ordinary shares up to the aggregate nominal value specified in the resolution. This authority would be in addition to all existing authorities granted pursuant to the company's articles of association. The power conferred by this resolution will expire at the conclusion of the next annual general meeting of the company or, if sooner, 8 months after the date of the passing of the resolution. The general authority will be subject to the preemption provisions of the company's articles of association. In relation to resolution two, the company received in total 194,313,808 proxy votes in favor, 1,152,555 against, and 61,298 votes were withheld in respect to the resolution. Resolution number three, directors' authority to allot for cash on a non-preemptive basis. The next item on the agenda is resolution three, the directors' authority to allot ordinary shares for cash on a non-preemptive basis, which is a special resolution. The full text of this resolution is detailed in the notice. By way of explanation, this resolution, if passed, authorizes the directors to allot ordinary shares up to a maximum nominal amount of $879,731.12 in connection with the fundraising for cash without first offering those shares to existing shareholders in accordance with Article 6.1 of the company's Articles of Association. This authority would be in addition to all existing authorities granted by the company pursuant to the company's Articles of Association. The special resolution requires 75% majority of those voting to vote in favour of the resolution in order for it to be passed. In relation to resolution three, the company received in total 194,138,808 proxy votes in favour, 1,327,555 against, and 61,298 votes were withheld in respect to the resolution. Resolution number four, amendments to the Articles of Association to renew directors' authority to disapply preemption rights. The next item on the agenda is resolution four, which is a special resolution which proposes to replace the existing disapplication of preemption rights set out in Article 6.4 and 6.5 of the company's existing Articles of Association with substitute authority to the directors to disapply the preemption rights. Such authority will apply for issues of ordinary shares, A, if they are or are to be paid up wholly or partly otherwise than in cash, B, pursuant to awards granted under the company's long-term incentive plan or any other share option scheme adopted by the company, and C, otherwise up to an aggregate nominal amount of $1,877,843.49. The full text of this resolution is detailed in the notice. By way of explanation, this resolution, if passed, provides authority for the directors to allot ordinary shares on a non-preemptive basis in the circumstances and/or up to the aggregate nominal value specified in the resolution. Such authority, if given, will expire at the conclusion of the next annual general meeting of the company. The special resolution requires a 75% majority of those voting to vote in favour of the resolution in order for it to be passed. In relation to resolution four, the company received in total 194,243,093 proxy votes in favour, 1,222,643 against, and 61,925 votes were withheld in respect to the resolution. Poll procedure. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare the poll open for the purposes of voting on resolutions 1 to 4. I appoint B. Tamra, Chief Accountant of Petromitad Group, to act as scrutineer. Poll cards which provide for voting on the resolutions will now be distributed. Only shareholders or their proxies or corporate representatives are entitled to vote. Please now complete the poll card if you haven't already done so. If you are voting in respect of more than one holding, you should complete a poll card for each separate holding. If a person is proposing one to vote in more than one capacity, say as a member present in person, but also as a proxy or corporate representation for another member, or two, to vote as a proxy or corporate representative for more than one member, would they please use separate poll cards? If you wish to vote part of your holding for and part against a resolution, you can have two cards. If you have already lodged a proxy card, whether by post or otherwise, and you do not wish to change the way in which you voted, there is no need for you to complete a poll card. Indeed, you will help the scrutineer who has to check against double counting by not completing one. Whether or not you have already lodged a form of proxy, it would assist if you could indicate this on the poll card in the appropriate box. Poll cards should be completed by printing clearly the full name of the shareholder, including any joint holders, and the full name of the proxy, if applicable. Insert an X in the appropriate boxes to indicate your vote for or against the resolutions. Please insert the number of shares. You must sign the poll card. When you have completed and signed it, please hand it to the attendant near you. The result of the poll will be scrutinized and announced accordingly. Any other business and formal close? Ladies and gentlemen, as I have not received notice of any other business to be transacted at this extraordinary general meeting, that concludes the formal business of the meeting. There were four questions received prior to the meeting via email from several shareholders, and I will answer them now. The first question: what progress has been made on securing a joint venture partner? As I referred to the matter of a partnership in my comments at the start of the meeting, I would now like to add that once we have confirmed our legal tenure for the exploitation area, as we now have, for the 25-year period of the PSC, we can now resume our efforts to find a partner. A partner brought in on the right terms would allow us to accelerate the development and to target the appraisal and exploration opportunities in our portfolio. However, securing a partner is by no means guaranteed. There are very few internationally active operators already in Mongolia, and it has always been a big step for a company in our industry to take a decision to make a new country entry. In these uncertain times, that hurdle is higher than it used to be. However, we have discovered reserves and resources to offer, and we will be working hard to find like-minded and interested counterparties. I should also add that being funded for the next phase of operations improves dramatically our negotiating position. Counterparties will realize that they are not our only option, and we are not desperate to do a deal if the terms do not suit us. The second question: as an alternative to a dilutive capital raise, why was debt funding not considered? Debt funding was considered. PetroMustad has staff with considerable expertise in debt funding of oil and gas projects. Heron is, in the view of the debt and project financiers, at the pre-development stage, in that oil has been found, some reserves are proven, but the project does not have a tangible production history and a demonstrably reliable revenue stream. As such, the international commercial banks that have a track record of funding oil and gas development projects do not fund at this stage of development generally. However, once production and revenue are established, we expect that there will be some appetite from the international lenders. We also spoke to the Mongolian banks. They have a lot of experience in the mining sector, but limited experience in the upstream petroleum sector. We did not get a firm no from all of the local banks, but the furthest we got was that there might be a few million dollars available at this stage, but it would be at a double-digit interest rate, that security would be required, and the due diligence process would be long. We also looked at potential pre-financing from an oil off-taker. This is another model common in our industry. However, oil transportation in Mongolia is a long-distance undertaking, and our discussions with potential off-takers led us to conclude that certainly in the early phase of production operations from Heron, newcomers to Mongolia would struggle to be competitive on price when compared to the current export operations conducted by our neighbouring operator PetroChina. So without going into any great further detail, I repeat that debt financing was considered, was not available to any significant level at this time, but this will change as the Heron field comes on stream and we can show sustainable production and revenue generation. Question number three: why was funding not already in place before the award of the exploitation license? A new investor will always look at the company's definitive legal title to its assets. Until PetroMustad had the formal award documentation for the exploitation license in hand, no new investor would have been willing to commit investment funds without a guarantee of legal tenure. The Block 20 exploration period was due to expire on the 4th of July 2021, although we did have an understanding with the government to extend it if the exploitation licence was delayed beyond that date. The exploitation licence paperwork was in our hands on the 5th of July 2021, and we announced our funding 10 days later. We're pleased that we were able to get it done as quickly as we did. And finally, question four, what is the strategy? I have covered this in my opening remarks and also in an interview with London South East that will be available online later today. And so look out on the website for a link and also a tweet coming out later with a link to that interview. But just to reiterate, the strategy is to make all efforts to get Heron on stream and generating revenue during 2022. To seek to bring in a partner on favourable terms to accelerate the development and the cash flow and to increase the value of the asset in our portfolio. To pursue near field high value appraisal and exploration opportunities in Block 20. To see if we can free up some funds to drill the high impact Raptor trend in Block 5. And also to reload the portfolio of the company with new acreage in Mongolia, with a view to expanding exploration activities in partnership with others and funded from production revenue. I believe that brings us to the close of the meeting, and as there are no further questions to address, I therefore declare the meeting closed, and I thank everyone for attending today. Thank you very much.